Acts chapter 1. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are alive. We pray that you would meet with us this morning and speak to us from your word. Amen. They were outside on a spring day eating amidst the vineyards and olive groves. From there on the Mount of Olives, they had a panoramic view of the whole city of Jerusalem. It was laid out before them. The disciples were listening to Jesus as he was speaking with them. And as he spoke, his body began to lift up from the ground. Jesus rose up in midair, higher and higher, until a cloud hid him from view. And then he was gone. The disciples were left there without it. Now, this must have felt like the last straw. I mean, they had followed him around for 3 years, going where he went, listening to him as he spoke, doing what he told them to do. They had been there when he had been arrested. They had been there when he died upon the cross. It must have been devastating to see their leader killed. But then, beyond their wildest dreams, Jesus rose up from the dead. Their teacher, their Lord, had returned to them from the grave. He appeared to them on multiple occasions, proving to them over and over that, yes, he was alive. He was not just a ghost or a group hallucination. He was flesh and blood. He was alive. He taught them much. He revealed to them all that he had previously hidden from them. He explained to them the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He showed them from the scriptures why it had been necessary for him to suffer and die. He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was the sacrifice. He took the punishment that we deserved upon himself. He paid the price for us. He showed them how it was prophesied that he would rise again, and he showed them that one day he would return to set up his kingdom for all eternity, visibly. But 40 days later, here they were, watching him disappear into the clouds until he was completely gone. Now sure, two angels appeared to them and reassured them that one day Jesus would come again, just as he had left. But until then, what were they to do? How could they go on without Jesus? Jesus had abandoned them, hadn't he? What was the point of him rising from the dead if he was just going to leave them? I mean, how could they prove that he was alive if he was gone? And how can we believe that Jesus really rose from the dead if he is no longer among us? I mean, here it is, right? The end of Jesus' ministry on earth. He spent some time here on earth, but now he is gone. He ascended into heaven. He is no longer among us, no longer working among us. That's it. It's over. We have four Gospels telling us about Jesus' life on earth, but then he dies and rises from the dead and ascends into heaven, and it's all over. No more Jesus. Here in the book of Acts, we see that he left his disciples all alone, without help. He took off telling them he'll come back someday. Jesus is gone. You know what? With Jesus gone like that, he might as well still be dead. What was the point of him rising from the dead if he's not going to stick around? Now, I could totally understand if the disciples felt like, big whoop, Jesus. So what? You rose from the dead. Big deal. Not like that helps us any. You abandoned us here. Now, it might be nice for you not to be dead and everything, but how does that help us? This whole resurrection thing was a waste of time. Why even bother? You should have just stayed in the tomb. Well, this morning we are going to look at the book of Acts, and we're going to see the story of what happened to Jesus' followers after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Now, what you will see in the book of Acts is that Jesus' resurrection was extremely important to the disciples and to the early church. In fact, I believe that in the book of Acts, the resurrection of Jesus is more frequently mentioned than in any other book in the Bible. If you want to know what the resurrection meant to the disciples, look at the book of Acts. If you want to know what the resurrection means to you today, look at the book of Acts. The first thing we will see is that Jesus did not leave his disciples alone. Look at what Jesus said to them right before he took off from earth. Look at Acts 1, verses 4 through 5. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And look down at verse 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." See, Jesus was not leaving them alone. He was sending them the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk more about the Holy Spirit after we sing again.